silent moments and holy moments. As you get quiet, feel the spiritual intimacy of the silence. The inner joy of wholeness. The anticipation of oneness. The awareness of a new understanding. The expectancy of a pure, innocent child. And hear deep within you that voice that is constantly announcing to you, unto you a child is born, and its name is Wonderful. What is this child? What is this birth? How often does it happen? When does it happen? There is that in you that knows. It is not delegated to a season or a day or a time. It's an energy that is always unfolding as you. You go through all the motions of the words. The outer story is familiar. But until that story becomes an inner awareness, it's just a story. The poet knew this when he said, though Christ 1,000 times in Bethlehem be born, if he's not born in you, your soul is all forlorn. And what is this Christ, this divinity, this higher power, this principle, this transcendental love that is each one of us? We go from the outer story to perhaps relating it. But when we come to the place where we identify as it and know this energy is us, an energy moving through us moment by moment, an energy that has one purpose, to express and unfold and be. Remember, we're told in the twinkling of an eye, that fast, that quickly, when you come to that place of understanding, you open the door in your own consciousness and you know. We've been told the whole kingdom is within us. And hopefully we've gone from the place of saying, this is what I need, and past the place of saying, this is what I want, to that inner awareness that knows, this is what I'm ready to accept. It's not out there, it's all within. How much can you give birth to today and feel comfortable? And if there's something within you that says, but the kingdom is so much, it's so much to understand, never mind. Begin where you are. Open the door. Open the door enough to let the light through. And as you become accustomed to it, you'll find yourself opening it more and more and more till you come to the place where there is not the light in you, but you are the light. There is something in you that knows what you are ready to give birth to. Don't try, don't force, don't plead. Don't feel separate from you. It is you. And you've come to the place where you can no longer ignore it. You have to stretch. You have to give way. For this is your fulfillment. This is your very reason for being. We're grateful for the season and the celebration because it reminds us of a teaching, reminds us of a light that expressed through a teacher, but a teacher who told us of our own light. You're the celebration. The star is within you, shining always. The symbology of the wise people is the wisdom that is in you, always longing to bring you the gifts of wisdom, the gifts of love and joy and oneness. It is your story. It is my story. It's everyone's story. Can you accept it? Can you embrace it? Can you feel that inner embrace that is not arms or hands, but awareness? An embrace that says there's not you and this presence, but just this presence. It's the very energy of your being. Is that that you call inspiration and aspiration? It is your ultimate security. And you can never describe it. Words are too limiting. And you are a presence, an energy that has no limit. And trying to put it into words minimizes it. This is why we think of the silence, that place within where only we can go. It's even been called secret and sacred. It's you where you are. It's me where I am. No one can intrude. No one can trespass. No one can take it away from us. How does that star feel within you? How easily can you give way to its radiant light? How secure are you in knowing this inner knowing, this inner guidance, expecting that you will always be in the right place at the right time for your unfoldment? And what is that shining star saying to you? What is it pointing to you but your own wholeness? Your reality, your divinity. Can you feel the spiritual intimacy of that? The wholeness of it? And in that wholeness, can you feel your oneness in the universe? No separation. One energy. This is an experience of coming home. Coming home within and then knowing that wherever you are, you're at home. But first within. Remember how tender a new birth is. nurture it, love it, and listen to it. And keep remembering, this is not something separate from you. It's a new awareness that is you. And even though you will be celebrating it perhaps very consciously in the coming week, know that something magical will be happening within you. So that after the days of this week are over, the celebration continues. For you will know this is an eternal process. To feel, so much to experience, so much to give way to, so much to be grateful for. So much to celebrate. And have you noticed the word I has never come into your consciousness, but just the deep awareness of I am? Listen to the inner celebration. Day by day, experience by experience, you always have the opportunity to give way to it. And always there is that still small voice that is reminding you, unto you, a child, a new idea, a new awareness, a new concept, a new understanding is being born. Greet it. Welcome it. And know it is you. And let that inner communication always be one of love, of joy, of peace. And each time, just say yes. And remember the star and you.